Blog Talk Radio.
And this song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
That you made your way out. Glory be to God. We thank you for tuning in tonight and for coming with us to be with us tonight on NCI Radio Blog Talk. Amen. I am your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful that you're here. We bring you greetings from under Spirit of Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road in Hanco, Virginia. Amen and amen. We just thank God tonight for what he's going to say, and we thank him for what he's going to do. Lord God, we open that you, ask that you open up hearts and minds tonight. Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you would give us understanding to your word and lighten our spirits, Lord God. Hallelujah. And give us truth on the inward part that we might get to know you more and more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah to God. Tonight I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We are going to begin at the first verse. And it says, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth, laying down order in a very disorderly city, in a very disorderly church. This is the reason why you cannot use Corinthians to establish church etiquette, church doctrinal teaching. You can't use the book of Corinthians because he was writing to the church at Corinth because there was a whole different type of thing. He wrote spiritual to Ephesians. He wrote encouraging to Timothy. He wrote conditions and positions in Colossians. Praise the Philippian church for sowing seed to ministry. When it comes to the church at Corinth, he wrote twice to them, establishing order for someone who didn't want to carry out the proper order of God. Well, when he gets to what we call the second chapter, because the Bible was not in chapters, it was a letter. When he gets to this portion of the letter, he says, my brethren, when I came to you, and a lot of times we are not careful how we come to one another. We're not careful how we come at one another. But the Apostle Paul put emphasis first on when I came to you, letting them know that glory be to God, it was purpose. Someone is walking in purpose, and the purpose is the will of God, and the leader is the Holy Ghost, and they come to you. We ought to be giving God praise. We ought to be giving God thanks. Regardless of what the visitation is for, we ought to be glorifying God. That a word is coming. He told them, when I came unto you, I was purpose. Out of our chimney, my spirit was in a certain place before I ever arrived. And when I got here, the purpose for which I came was being carried out under the spirit that I came in, under the character that I came in. You gotta watch people that come one way looking for another way. He said, when I came to you, he began to talk about his character. He said, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. Excellency of speech. Meaning, speech that has been rehearsed, or speech that can be placed up against a proper protocol, or a speech that can be lined up with manipulation, or a speech that can be lined up with religion. He said, listen, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellency of speech. I may not have used the proper words. I may not have used the proper punctuation mark. Because it wasn't about was about me trying to look a certain way and line up to a certain criteria. He said, no, I didn't come with excellency of speech, meaning bamboozle, meaning purpose, meaning using useful merchandise, ta-ta-bo-cha. He said, I came to you trying to release unto you the testimony of God. Meaning that glory be to God, I had myself under the wing. And my purpose was to reveal God. You gotta ask yourself sometimes. Been running for Jesus for a long time. At this point, what's my purpose? You have to remember down at the cross, when you first saw the light, when the burdens of your heart got rolled away, when you first had faith in your sight, that took over, and you believed God. You have to look at yourself now and say, what is my purpose? What is I'm living day to day for? The Clark sister said, is my living in vain? How about K-Top? Is my praying in vain? They answered the question and said, no, of course not. So Paul said, I don't want you to even, it was about me, about y'all, about what y'all doing, about what, how y'all acting, could not imagine what I'm going through. None of that matters when it comes to God and Him speaking. See, a lot of times people want to measure who God is speaking through and to, and who He's not speaking to and through. How that both shut up. But it doesn't matter, because if God is speaking, He's speaking. How that both shut up. The Paul said, it ain't about y'all here at command. And it's not about me. But I was sent to you all. Witnessing, Havavoshia, the testimony of God. Meaning, what God is saying. What God is saying, He's testifying. He says, so I'm here to tell y'all what God is saying. And he got to verse 2 and assured them about His character. And a good nugget for us alive today. He said, for I determined not to know anything amongst you. He somehow, some way, the body of Christ has gotten to a know-it-all competition. How coach you out? Who can quote the most gifted competition? Somehow we fold it into who can preach the best, who can prophesy, y'all ain't talking to me, who can dance the best. Who got the greatest testimony? Who got the cleanest life? Hato Shaba. Who's blowing up right now? How about Shia? We want to know or seem like we know more than the next person. See? We somehow seem to think we can measure ourselves by ourselves. How about Shindia? Because the Bible declares that we are not submitting to the righteousness of God. He said, I was determined not to know anything amongst you. But there's no competition. I don't see God. I wasn't trying to act like God knows so much in front of me. He said, I would not dare speak a word of my own to you. Because I'm declaring the testimony of God. He said, and I don't know anything amongst you. Say Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If we kept our heart right there, hallelujah. If we kept our mind right there, if we kept our eyes right there, hallelujah, it would tighten the body of Christ up so much more. It would help us in our own personal salvation so much more. Hallelujah. It would bring you to more victory. If you just keep your eyes on Jesus. It's so easy to take our eye off of Jesus. We want to look at each other. We want to talk to each other, talk about each other, but we don't want to keep our eyes on the majesty and testimony of the Word of God. How many people know this whole Bible is His testimony? If it's in the Word of God, it's His testimony. He begins to let everyone he's speaking to. You got to realize he's speaking to not one or two people. It's a whole church. Hallelujah. A whole city. And he didn't want anybody to feel like they're being talked about, like they're being singled out or being categorized, or that there's groups You know, all that stuff that's in the church. He wanted to make sure he made everybody understand. Don't look at me no different than you look at you. Hallelujah. I'm going to get back to that later. I'm going to leave it alone. Don't you measure yourself against me. And I won't measure myself against you. Hallelujah. There's one mediator between God and man. The Bible says the man, Christ Jesus. Not the word, Christ Jesus, but the word that was made flesh, Christ Jesus. There's the only thing between you and God, and you need to know that. The word in the beginning, no, that's not between you. When the word became flesh and became atonement for you and your sins, hallelujah, and mankind, now that's the only thing between you and God. So you got to keep your eyes on him. You got to keep it right with him. I encourage you today, get your eyes off of man, hallelujah, and put them on God. Know what he said. Because whatever he said, hallelujah, not one dot or one tittle shall fall. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's testimony, God's word, will not pass away. So he let everybody know, I was with you in weakness and fear, and in must trembling. It's time out for people with titles to act like they have elevated from fear. Y'all ain't talking to me. You elevated from frustration. Come on, Shia. You elevated, how am I sending you, from weakness. You don't tremble. You just got this thing. Well, then I'll be the glory. God bless you. I'm grateful for you. But the Apostle Paul had said, no, I, how about Shia? And just as you are. And he said, then I was with you. I didn't go out of town while they talked. I didn't fly across the country. Hallelujah. I didn't get behind closed doors. They get weak. He said, I was weak right in front of you, right while I was with you. Hallelujah. I had fear. Right while I was with you. I had weakness. Right while I was with you, I trembled. See? You have to let somebody know that you have unreachable. I don't like to turn so heavily good and, you know, heavily bound, you know, be down like that. Hallelujah. Be heavily bound as you can be. Good God Almighty. But you got to let people know you bear marks. You've been there. You've done that. I'm not telling you what God made you. But if I tell you he may do it, I'm definitely going to tell you that he can do it. I don't know if he will do it. But I'm certain things you need to know God can do. And man, tonight, I thank and praise God. This is not a rebukeful message. This is just letting us understand the spirit in which the apostle came to the man. He needed to set order. Hallelujah. He said, am I speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power. He made sure they were not looking at him. He made sure they didn't put him on a pedestal. They made sure he wasn't looking for gratitude from them. Hallelujah. But he wanted to draw attention to the power. Hallelujah. Can you draw attention to the power of God? Can you manifest the power of God? I'm not talking about how nice your voice sounds. I'm not talking about how good your attendance in church is. I'm not talking about how good you can preach or teach. Hallelujah. I'm talking about can you show somebody the power of God? Can you move in the power of God? Operate the power of God. Do you know how to activate? Do you know how to activate the power? Well, if you do, the first thing you're going to do is get people, make sure people's eyes are off of you. Hallelujah. He resists the proud. He's embraced the humble. Anybody that God used, hallelujah, anybody that God is using, glory be to God, they know to get as far out of the way as they can. And it's not based on man. It's relationship with God. He said, I didn't use words. Show me your faith without your works. And I'll show you my faith by my works, is what this apostle said. He said, I'm not about talking. Hallelujah. I don't care if I can't preach. I don't care if I can't teach. Hallelujah. All I know is that my child is sick. My loved one is sick. And I can lay hands and believe God. And it has nothing to do with the title. It has nothing to do with how long you've been saved. It has nothing to do except your faith and belief. Hallelujah. Some people are caught up that you got to go to church. I aspire you. I tell you, for sake not to assemble yourself together. Go to church. That shows that you can obedient. That means show you can follow. That means you can get along. That means that's the right spirit. You can check it up with a whole lot of other spirits. Hallelujah. You don't want to check go around nobody. A lot of people don't want their spirit checked. So they isolate. But even in your isolation, is my point. Manifest the power. How do you do it? It's God sending. It's God authorizing. Hallelujah. If God amen it, it's not our power. We don't carry it. It does not belong to us. But if we're yielded vessels of God, we know when to, and why God wants to use it, because he reveals it. But it's God. It's God. Everything is about the testimony of God. Everything is about the power of God. Everything is a move of God. You know why? He said that your faith should not stand. Sometimes your faith doesn't stand. And sometimes it's going to be challenged. And your natural mind, your natural emotions, your natural feelings, the circumstances, the situations, the environment, everything's going to be saying, not so. Give up. Oh. And your faith is saying, hallelujah, I'll stand. And Paul said it's obvious, it's very important that you see a manifestation of all these sermons you're hearing. Hallelujah. Very important that you see a manifestation of all these church days you're going. Hallelujah. It's very important that you see a manifestation for all those prayer meetings. Hallelujah. All the fasting. You need to see a manifestation. Hallelujah. And surely the people do. He said, of the power of God. Hallelujah. So that your faith will stand. When the enemy comes at you, it'll stand. Things go wrong, it'll stand. When it's time to be tried, to see if it stands, it has to stand on God. He said it's so important that I show you the power, because I don't want you to start building up faith in man or the wisdom of man. Hallelujah. So many people, hallelujah, have faith in different people for different reasons. But who has faith in God? Hallelujah. Because anything that any man do, it's done through God. What do we have that we did not receive? He said, I don't want your faith to stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He makes a paradigm shifted because he wants us to understand. Let me get back that eyeball in a more natural conversation. He said, I'm saying some things to you, but it can't be so deep that you can't understand it. said, I know we speak the wisdom amongst them that's trying to be taught. Because some people think they know it all already. So you got to know what you're talking about. The Bible says you got to be able to convince the gainsayer. He said, when it comes to people that are wise, the wisdom of this world, we speak wisdom to them. And they know something is not of man. It has to be God in it. Hallelujah. See? They know that it has to be spiritual. He said, so even when we come forth, the words that we choose, the power we move in, the words that we use, we don't need opinion. We don't need experiences. We need the Holy Spirit speaking, and the words of the Holy Spirit is wise. You can't have the Holy Ghost and don't know what to let come out your mouth. Oh, somebody ain't saying amen with me tonight, but I love you. Hatoro Shaba, be quick to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, and if you're quick to spew anything out of your mouth, the Bible declares your religion is vain. If you can't bridle your tongue, you play in church. Hallelujah. That means you're a city without walls. That means there's no control in your soul. That means Holy Ghost has no restraint on you. I encourage you tonight. Don't be like the church at Corinth. Move on to perfection. Doesn't matter how wise you seem to be. He says, no, because we speak wisdom too. But the wisdom we speak is not of this world. Do you know you can have ears and not hear? The word of God will draw you. Hallelujah. Or it will drive you. And it's according to the heart. And when this word is preached, it's seed being sown. And it can fall in different depths. Parable of the sower. Some can fall by the wayside. Some can fall in good ground. Y'all know the story in between. It's according to your heart. See? So when it's sown, God gives understanding. Your heart is not of God, or if you're not striving to hear your God, you'll become like the prince and the princesses of this world. They were prophesied about Jesus long before he came. There was a persecution long before he came. The enemy was here before human beings were formed out of the dust of the ground. Surely he should understand any word, any wisdom. But it's from a different world. People of God, you've got to hear me tonight. It's from a different world. And if you don't desire to be a pilgrim, or at least trying to get there, trying to think like that, trying to change like that, trying to live like that, glory to be to God, even though it ain't how great you get, it's not how many... victory is not given to the swift or to the strong. Hallelujah. But if you endure in that heart set, I'm going to say mindset, that heart set, God will give you understanding along the way. But if not, you become like the prince of this world. You become carnal minded. You become a religious, church going, Bible toting, clothes changing, prince of darkness. Agent. Hallelujah. He said we were speaking, but the princes of this world couldn't understand it. Hallelujah. It was a mystery to them. For if, y'all ain't talking to me. I said, for if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know. They couldn't comprehend it. They wouldn't yield to it. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. That's why, how Hallelujah. They were their own demise. Hallelujah. You can cause yourself to stumble, or you can cause yourself to keep striving till you get the breakthrough you need, till you get the release you need, till you get the deliverance you need. Hallelujah. Till you get the healing that you need. But you have to be with the right heart. That deceptive heart. That darkness heart. Hallelujah. Do you know that the prince is demonic? The spirit that you rather carry than the Holy Ghost? You will not understand God nor his ways. So Paul said, I didn't come that route with you. Hallelujah. I manifested God. He said, it is written though. If you line up tonight, people of God, I want to let you know that it's the testimony of God. It's already written. And if he said it, surely he's going to bring it to pass. Oh, good God Almighty. He said, I want to remind y'all here that God said, I have not seen. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Ears have not heard. Till you get the heart right. Halabashia. He ain't talking about only what's up in heaven. Yeah, that's eligible. Hallelujah. But we use that for fruitfulness, for when we get to heaven. Hallelujah. And we get rewarded. That's what we use that scripture for. But it's so much more, think of God. He's talking about being able to see and hear and manifest God. And if you don't position yourself, hallelujah, that you can recognize, yield to, move in the power, then you're still on the other side with the princes of this world. He said, but I have not seen, nor is heard, hallelujah, neither has it entered into the heart of man. He's talking about a lack of spirituality, a lack of insight on the things of God, and he's talking about the secret places and the secret things of the Most High God. He will not release secrets, hallelujah, mysteries to you, to your spirit, is where he decides and needs to be, not man. Man might say, you still don't deserve it, ain't ready for it. Why you? Shikanda, but God does the heart. Hallelujah. God does it on an individual basis. And I'm not talking from testimony and experience, though I have some. I'm talking about the word of God saying. I have not seen nor heard anything about when you get to heaven. Think about, oh, you can't hear. Anything that you can't see. Come on, somebody. He's talking about the position that they are in now. Hasn't entered into your heart yet. The things that God has prepared for you. You won't see it till your heart gets right. You can imagine it. You can dream about it. You can make up stories about it. You can lust after it. But you cannot see it. Because it has to enter into your heart. It's not from your mind. It has to enter into your heart. When you hear somebody say, Jesus on the inside, hallelujah, working on the outside, they're talking about a heart yielding. He says, no, I haven't seen nor is heard, has entered into the heart of men. The things that God has prepared for them. For who? For anybody that go to church? He got some things prepared for them, and he ain't even talking to them. That scripture don't even belong to them. I don't know, Chicago. Because going to church don't qualify you. It's entering into your heart qualifies you. Don't believe it's a heart thing? Watch what he say at the end. Well, God has prepared for them what? That love him. Hello, she got. It's a heart thing. So if your heart is not yielded, it blocks your spiritual sight. It closes your spiritual ears. The more of your heart you keep, the more blind you are. The more of your heart you let be deceptive, the more your ears stop up and you can't hear somebody trying to help you uncover you. How about she got and help you open up your eyes? Because you don't even see it like them. And comprehend it like them. Amen. That love him. We have verse 10. But God has revealed them. But somebody, he said, hadn't seen. That's part, he said, somebody hasn't heard. Right above, he said, it hasn't entered into somebody's heart. Then he talks about the qualification. For them that love him. Not to them that protect them, not to them that's perfect, not to them whose last name is also, not to them that have so many cars in the house, not to them who's under the last name, no. Not to them that go to church, not to them that can sing, not to them that can preach. Hallelujah. To them that love him. He knows just like a baby, just like a pet. They know what love is. But God is love, so. You can't even compare that analogy I just used, but to God be the glory. You understand the point? He said, some is closed out. But he said, some of you hearing this, you're hearing Bishop, so that you can pass it on to somebody else, so that you can encourage somebody, so that you can let somebody know. God bless you, my African bishop. Over in Ghana, Kenya, I'm sorry, glory to God, thank you, Lord God. From Kenya, text me. He's listening, and he said, it's a blessing. Are you hearing me tonight? Can you receive this blessing? Or you got another reason why you're not receiving? Maybe it's a blockage from the Lord. Maybe you need to pray and ask God to touch your eyes. Hallelujah. Touch your ears. Touch your heart. Because he said there's some that can hear. Some can't. He said God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. God is a spirit, and he speaks in the spirit. Do you speak in the natural? Yes. The book of Romans said that we are all without excuse. Because the invisible things of men still shows that God exists. Okay. So we're without excuse. But he's saying there's some things in the spirit I want to show you. I want to show you how to get. I'm going to show you how to manifest. I'm going to show you how to walk with you. I'm going to show you how to get rid of guilt, shame, bondage. Show you how to lay memory away so that it doesn't cause you to stumble. Let it cause you to doubt. Hallelujah. No matter who you are, where you're at, you got to know you're there with God. And every breath you take, you got to know that you give God praise. So if you may not wash your hands before you eat. You may eat with sinners in your, or you may not pray over your food. Hallelujah. But make sure that God knows you appreciate every breath. That's what this thing is about. That's what this is about. To them that love him, he will build to you. He will build things you won't understand why he does it. But But you're receiving it. Say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All things. That don't mean it go around being nosy looking. When it says search it, it means see, understand, and interpret the disciple. Everything. Planet, life, animals, it's the spirit of all things. I ain't going too deep into that. It's where you at. Yea, the deep. Let's just understand there's a deeper way of seeing. We never max out, so to say, in God. He said, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, is the promise, you shall be filled. So you can't reach a level in God that you max out. Hallelujah, God. You can't get a level of power that you max out. What is your heart yearning for more? Woo, glory to God. Is your heart crying for more? Is your heart crying to love more? Is your heart crying to help your brother and your sinners and treat people like you want to be treated and your neighbor and your brother? Is your heart crying to turn the other cheek? Hallelujah. Is your heart crying to walk like Enoch did? Hallelujah. Some of us don't even have to get there. But it's hard trying to get rid of God, which is important. That's why you're the man that walked right into a prison. Not that I'm saying try to be like him. Hallelujah. Are you trying to be the best you can be? The name is distracting the way. The name is distracting the people. Hallelujah. I need God's opinion. God be the glory. The deep things, that's the deep things, letting us know its levels to this. You know, the level that you want. Don't try to understand somebody else's level. Don't try to understand their relationship. Know the level you're on, because it has to be revealed. Somebody on another level, the trials and the tribulation is not the same. It may be the same trial, the same name, but it's a different level. You gotta tell yourself, stay in your lane, stay on your level. You wanna go up another level? Don't worry about another devil. Hallelujah. If you wanna go up another level, you better grab another shovel. Because it's some deep. Y'all don't want to hear me tonight. I said there's some deep things in God. And if you have not dug deep enough, if he has not taken you deep enough, desire what God has for you. But keep the hunger and be satisfied with where you're at while you're yearning. Hallelujah. While you're waiting. Are you believing? Just love on him. He'll take you deeper. Yea, the deep things of God. You know why? For what knows the man, things of a man, save the spirit? We're living in a time, people of God, you don't know who's who, what motives is motive, where a person's heart is. Hallelujah! Unless you try the spirit. And I'm not talking about by the spirit. That's church talk. Bible don't say try the spirit, by the spirit. Try the spirit. See that it's of God. You got to hear what the spirit is confessing. That means your eyes got to be open, your ears got to be open, your spirit got to be open, your discernment got to be sharp. Then you can hear what that spirit is saying. You're not talking about try the spirit by your spirit. Try it by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. God will take you to the deep thing. Hallelujah. We've only scratched the surface, people of God. Because no man knows the things of a man's heart except the Holy Spirit, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knows no man except the Spirit of God that's in him. You see? He says, now, we have received not the spirit of the world. And you came out of the world, saying to God, child of God. God didn't save us to the spirit of the world. Remember the prince of this world? You didn't get saved from him to him. You have to let yourself know that every day. I need more hunger. Because I'm starting to feel like 30 in me. When we evaluate and we look and we see our hunger, our thirst for God is gone, you have to recognize you must be gaining the thirst for the world. Hallelujah. Or your battle or your struggle, your past, somehow, is connecting you to the enemy. And you have to know that. God did not save you for that. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God or from God, which changes our talk, which changes our walk, which changes our heart, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches. I'm closing out tonight. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Meaning, when God is moving, don't convert it to your mind. Glory to God. Don't convert it to your spirit. And this is the Holy Spirit. Don't convert it to your emotion. Hallelujah. Don't transform it. You got to be able to take spiritual and line it up spiritual so you can have the right spirit or the right position in the situation. You can't compare spiritual to flesh. You can't try to understand God and line it up to your desire. Because you'll be seeing crooked, growing crooked. And you'll tell anybody, oh, I can't hear God. Oh, God told me this, God told me that. No, hallelujah. You're converting. Oh, glory to God. You're metamorphosing spiritual to natural. You got to ask God. This is how I think about it naturally, God. I'm going to wait for you to open up my spirit. Hallelujah. And see if you see it the same way. That's the witness. Because sometimes if we just wait on God, God will show us a whole different way of handling things. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait till we have it all way, and then we see how it turned out and say, oh my God, should have. That's sometimes we take spiritual to natural. But God wants us to know tonight that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. It makes no sense. Somebody's going to tell you face to face, I don't care what you say. That don't make sense. God is too smart for that. God is too perfect for that. Took a good talking points because truth is true. It is true. But we have to make sure that it's not a block in our understanding. Hallelujah. Because if we're trying to reduce spiritual into a natural. Oh, y'all don't hear. I hope y'all hear me tonight. Praise God. Y'all hear me. I think I know y'all hear me tonight. You got to keep it spiritual. Stop making everything natural and normal and of this world. Because you're going to deal with it from that standpoint. You're going to feel the emotions of it. Think like it. And God is going to block you out of revelation. Hallelujah. That which the Holy Ghost teach. Compare spiritual to spiritual. Because the natural man can't receive the things of the spirit. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. I'm going to stop. It's too much virgin, but he that spiritual, you know, judges all things. And he himself is judging no man. I don't want to, don't have time for that. But who knows the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? I want to end it here tonight. But we have the mind of Christ. I want to thank you tonight. I want you to consecrate tonight. I want you to hear that tonight. Look, God Almighty, and I want you, glory to God, to replay it. And I want you to dig deep into it. Because God, hallelujah, is taking you higher tonight. If you hear this message, he's taking you deeper tonight. If you hear the message, he's pulling down the mask tonight. He's pulling down the religious obstacle tonight. He's pulling down the hooping and the hermeneutical positions to deliver the word tonight. And he's coming to us like Paul came to the career. And sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need it, people of God. The word woke you up tonight. If it shook you, if it spoke to you, I want to encourage you to come with me. I want to encourage you to make it to Blog Talk Radio throughout the week and Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Get fed. Go deeper. Because if it's in the Word, it is of the Spirit. And I'm Bishop Thelon A. Butler. I'm under the Spirit of Truth Ministry. But we build champions in the Word. But you know how to swing and fight back. Glory be to God with the sword of the Spirit. And the utterance that keeps you interested. Is that all right? Tonight, I'm going to have the apostle come when I'm done. He's going to give you some information. You don't have to, so, but I want to give you the opportunity to. If you know God, you understand, so. Hallelujah. If it's been a blessing to you, say thank you. Or just contact with an email. Thank you. If you have a prayer request, thank you. But corresponding, witnessing to the word, is what most saints of God is led to do. God bless you tonight. Hope to see you again. I'm Bishop Thelon A. Butler. Always remember, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Give you into the hands of the apostles. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I'm not. Thank you.